Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Craftsman Days are here at Lowe's with big savings on the tools you need. Save $100 on the Craftsman V26 Tool Power Tool Combo Kit, now at $199. No matter what the project is, Craftsman's high-quality, high-performance products empower you to build on. Visit Lowe's and check out the full line of Craftsman tools today. Valid through 7/9 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. Maximum initial battery voltage measured without a workload is 20 volts. Nominal voltage is 18.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
Welcome to the podcast. If you'd like to listen to an ad-free version of this episode and all of our episodes, then search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. That's our premium channel where all of our ad-free and advanced episodes live, all in one place. True Crime Today Premium Plus. Search it on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. Even try it for 3 days free.
You never really know someone until you find out what they've buried. Welcome to Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi, featuring retired FBI Special Agent Jennifer Coffendaffer.
How do you think an appellate court is going to look at all of this, all these things that they're bringing to the attention now, all these missteps? Are we very much looking at a very high likelihood of another trial for Richard Allen? And then I got to follow up on that one after.
I don't know, Tony. I say that because it depends on one of the biggest things is who is the quality of the appellate attorney. Mm-hmm. You know, they've petitioned for one. They're going to get one, but it's going to be a public defender appellate attorney. Mm-hmm. And not that they're saying there's anything wrong with that, because they typically are the most experienced. I tell you, you know, if I were ever in trouble, I would probably want a public defender. Mm-hmm. Because they're so experienced. But having said that, it just is really going to depend on that, I think, in large part. You know, this is one of the rarest cases I've ever seen, because you had a trial judge, Judge Gohl, remove the attorneys for the defendant and get overturned. Mm-hmm. by the Indiana Supreme Court right before trial. That was critical. That showed you, even though they said it quite nicely, that, you know, he was being denied a Sixth Amendment right to counsel. And that was such a blow, I think, all based on the fact that crime scene photos were released. The defense is the last people normally that want any crime scene photos out there. Mm-hmm. You know, even in court, the prosecutor is always the one that wants to get crime scene photos in the face of the jury. And the defense is always the one saying, No, it's too prejudicial. When they see what happened to these girls, they're going to definitely want to convict our man. Mm-hmm. And so why in the world would the defense have been motivated? And we know that Rossi, it wasn't even his office. Mm-hmm. He wasn't anywhere around this file. And the person who took them pled guilty, signed an affidavit, and was charged and convicted for the crime mm-hmm. of taking these photos, releasing them, and then that person released them, and then they got in the hands of creators who then, you know, turned them over. But for the most part, you know, they're still floating around out there. So obviously everybody who got them did not turn them over. But my point is on this is even the Supreme Court has overruled her. So I just think there's some glaring issues, and I'm hopeful it's just fair.
Yeah. That's, I think, what everybody wants. I still come from the same camp, too, of I don't know if he's guilty, but it certainly wasn't a fair and just trial. It was not how we do trials in this country. I mean, there's so many things that are being argued here with the defense of the prosecutorial misconduct and fixing these errors and such that are just fact. It's not even like up for debate. Like, how do you interpret how this happened? This is what happened. He was denied this. They didn't do that. They took his attorneys away here. They erased evidence over there. Some of their testimony made little to no sense in terms of a timeline. And on that, the white van, the defense alleging that the prosecution presented or failed to correct the false testimony regarding the white van in this case that was linked to the crime. And if that could be proven, it could undermine the credibility of the prosecution and effectively impact the verdict. How do you think that will score in terms of an appellate court where their van timeline was kind of all over the place?
Yeah, it was wonky. It was wonky from the beginning. And a lot of that information regarding that van was all over social media. I've always said that. Mm-hmm. And but I think it is important to remember that we're not even at the appellate stage.
No, we're
this
not.
This is just before Judge Gohl. Just for clarity that, you know, to vacate the verdict, basically the defense, and this is just routine, is saying, listen, look at all of these issues. You need to vacate. The chances of that happening, I would bet everything I own that will never, ever happen. There is no way that she's going to vacate anything. The only chance for Richard Allen is years and years down the line if an appeal is brought and accepted. And I think it could be. Tony, did you get a chance to listen to one of the jurors who talked about the fact that really the tipping point, and I think they deliberated, I want to say 5 days, mm-hmm. I believe.
It was around there.
Was right around there. It wasn't quick. It wasn't in hours like you see oftentimes. And it was the confessions. You know, everything else they seem to, at least this juror, that's what this juror said. Mm-hmm. And when you look at the fact, and you and I have talked about this so often, that he was in a maximum security prison locked up for 23 hours. And this is what one of the issues they're saying, that there wasn't even an attorney present to represent him when those decisions were made.
Yeah.
Later, obviously, they came back and the judge said motion denied, motion denied, motion denied. So I'm not sure it's going to have legs because it was later argued by his attorneys they shouldn't be there. But that is the genesis, I believe, of those confessions. In other words, right now, if you put Brian Koberger, accused of the Idaho murders, in a maximum security for 23 hours, would he go crazy?
Yeah, what I think anybody would. Anybody. You can put somebody who you know was not involved in a crime and leave them in maximum security for about a year and go and see what person you have once you take him out of that cage and what they're going to say. It might be kind of crazy.
Yeah, I mean, I've always said compare how the written confession that he gave to how he wrote. It was in writing, right? How he wrote when he was being interrogated and interviewed when he wasn't in custody. I mean, he's extremely, you know, he wrote well. Mm-hmm. He made his points. It was very cohesive to understand. That gibberish that was put forth was gibberish. And I'm not trying to say we saw the exact exhibit, but there was a reporter that wrote it exactly as they saw it, you know, meandering words and up in the right hand words all over, and how it was. I mean, it looks like somebody under the influence, and we know he was medicated, and he was highly medicated with psychotropic type drugs to sedate him and things. And I will never understand the genesis of how he was ever allowed to be in those conditions and the result. I'll never be able to understand that, because there's no other case like that.
No. I mean, that in itself was where we were saying, okay, he gets a, get a new trial free card with that. And the fact that, yes, he was, take, if we're, if you take the, just the psychological damage that you're going to do to somebody by putting them into a confined space like that, which people like to pretend, oh, nothing happens, he's just not that strong. No, it does damage. But you have the medicated end of this as well, too. You can't sign legal documents if you are under the influence of some sort of psychotropic medication. They're going to say, not valid. But he can make meandering statements of, I killed them. Probably just his mind is saying, I'll say anything to get the hell out of here at this point. And they're saying, that's totally valid. It's not going to be valid if he wants to sign over here to buy a Buick. But it's totally valid if he signs, if he makes these statements and doesn't have to sign anything. We're just going to say it's all true. It works. It doesn't make sense.
Yeah, I will say, though, the jury did get to know at least some of the background. But remember, a lot of that was not allowed to come forward.
Yeah.
A lot of information surrounding the conditions and other things. But they at least got to look at the, you know, confessions. And I think the bottom line is what most people think is, who in the world, if they would were innocent, would make all these confessions? But as I said, the confessions needed to have something that no one knew, you know, something that wasn't in the public. And they didn't, other than this piece about the van. But again, that was in the public, and he got all discovery.
Yeah, he had knowledge of it. It wasn't like it was some hidden thing that he's throwing into the conversation that no one else would know about. Yeah, it's fascinating. We're at the very beginning process of this part of it, and I think we'll probably be talking about this for years. Just so frustrating.
Welcome to the podcast. If you'd like to listen to an ad-free version of this episode and all of our episodes, then search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. That's our premium channel where all of our ad-free and advanced episodes live, all in one place. True Crime Today Premium Plus. Search it on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. Even try it for 3 days free.
All right, true crime addicts, let's cut the crap. You're knee-deep in the gory details of your favorite podcast when suddenly a commercial hits like a bad meal. Seriously? You deserve better. Upgrade to True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts, where you can binge without those annoying ads. Plus, get extended interviews that go deeper into the darkness and early access to episodes so you can be the first to know. It's like trading up from fast food to fine dining, but with more blood. So, go ahead, search for True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts, subscribe, and feast on the good stuff.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Build a polished wardrobe that shows you stay you wherever you go with Mack Weldon. Use code MACK25 for 25% off your first order of $125 or more at MackWeldon.com.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
Confused on where to start with weight loss medication? See the lowest prices available with or without insurance for Wegovy, Zepbound, and more at TryLifeMD.com. 95% of LifeMD patients said starting their weight loss journey was simple. Listen to Tara's story after losing 42 pounds.
You just take your shot. It doesn't feel like you're on a diet. What I wasn't expecting it to do was to shut off the food noise. I had gone from 237 to 195. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
Get your free insurance benefits check in minutes right now at TryLifeMD.com. Nearly 96% of patients said they would recommend the LifeMD program to anyone who wants to lose weight. Get started right now at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
In the news this week, the Have I Got News For You podcast is back for another series.
Brought to you by some of the team behind the show, we'll take you through the big stories of the week when the TV show can't.
From Kemi Badenoch to Keir Starmer, Donald Trump to Nigel Farage, we'll make sure to give every story and subject the complete lack of respect it deserves.
We also cover all the sillier stories you've missed that don't make the front page and put your news knowledge to the test with our missing words round.
Listen and subscribe to In the News This Week, the Have I Got News For You podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.